for your sticking with this important exercise that we go through. I think we have a couple things to take care of here. One, Sally handed out some minutes. We need to take action on those, if I can find mine again. Dan, do you have my hand? There it is. It's right in front of me, but I didn't realize it with all the names on it.
I'll use yes.
You had a chance to print, take a look at those, and can have a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion of those? Not. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Very good. And, Dan, maybe you can help me. We're talking about suspending the rules on...
Do we need to do that now, or should we do that before we start voting? So, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So we need to do a... there are a couple members of the council who have participated in all of these interviews, but who will potentially need to leave early this afternoon. So we need to suspend the rules, or we would like to suspend the rules, to allow them to vote by proxy throughout the process. Is that right, Sally? Typically, is that done by email?
Or just fill out a ballot and then...
Fill out a ballot in advance.
Leave it here, yeah.
Okay. So does that make sense to folks?
Okay, with that.
Having weathered these 3 days of the gauntlet?
Yeah, it certainly does, but we may have, in the past, we've taken several ballots to get to a majority. So they can leave a hand ballot, but do we want to permit them to give someone their proxy to, or what's the, you can think about that, because...
How have we done that in the past?
I gave Paul Taylor my proxy last year for first, second, and third ballot because I was so sick. I couldn't even call in to give mine, and he did vote for me.
So
just so you know.
Does that make sense?
So
first, second, and third?
You can leave your first ballot. Mm-hmm. If there are second or third or fourth.
But I told Paul Taylor who my second thirds would be, and he voted for me.
And you can do that. And you can do that.
Terry.
Mr. Chair, what I had, because I'm leaving on a plane, and so I won't be able to, even be able to text. I thought that I could leave Sally my preferences, and therefore they're clear and could count for every ballot, because I would have done my numerical order of preference, and I would want that to be applied each time.
Okay.
That
works. Certainly appropriate.
Okay. So that's right, because
that's the understanding of what the motion would be.
So
does that make sense to folks?
And I will not be for the final interview today, so if you want me not to vote on that one, that's up to you. Because I will not have heard the other candidate.
Proxy's fine all the way
through. Okay, proxy's fine all the way through. Very good.
Okay. You need a motion to that effect?
Yes.
I also move.
Okay.
Then rules for that.
Second.
Effect.
Second. Any further discussion or clarification? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'm one that will leave probably by no later than 1:30. I have to get back to a 3 o'clock thing. So. Okay. Where are we at? We need a update on a reference check.
Sure.
Kathy.
Am I the only one this morning?
That's the only one I had.
Okay,
so I have provided references that you should receive this morning for Darren Rocha, who is a regent at the U right now. There were 4 references that he gave, and they are references 1, 2, and 3. And I could not reach the 4th person. We weren't able to connect up. You can see he has very strong references from all of these people. And they talked about his strong intellect skills and his ability to deal with lots of different issues and problems. I also followed up on speaking with some of the regents per our discussion last meeting, and you'll see those references as 4, 5, and 6. They gave me some very specific backgrounds of how they interact with Mr. Rocha at meetings and their thoughts on that. And I just want to remind people that these are confidential to these references, and they're not to be discussed outside of our group. So I'm going to leave it at that. If you have any questions, I tried to be as detailed as I could in my comments so you can get a good, clear idea of the working relationship that they see.
Yes. Can I ask, I would want to add a point of clarification to what Kathy said, too, because I think we might have slipped a couple times in the questioning of the candidates, too, or not to reference the specific. I think we've had some actual verbatim readings of the reference checks. I would just encourage you to characterize it rather than make it that specific of a reference to the reference. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sorry. Reference square.
So, but yes, I was very detailed with both the references I gave as well as the current chairs of the board and other regents. So I think you can get a good flavor for people's impressions. That's all I have to say.
Very good. Thank you. And thanks again to all of you for the hard work of getting those references and getting them to us.
Chair Brady?
Yes.
Before Senator Longoff leaves, a suggestion for the chair after we've finished. Should you meet with a Regent Chair Johnson or even President Kaler to tell them the essence of what 16 knowledgeable people shared with us about the university? And one of the prevailing messages is crisis communication and those types of things, because it seems somewhat unfair that we get this very candid feedback and we don't pass it on. The bad news barrier is the worst thing that can happen to an organization, and he needs to know, or they need to know this. It's just a suggestion. Think about it. Mm-hmm. At the end, there are two or three other themes that I see out of what we heard. I'd be willing to write that up for you. But I think it's important. What do you think? You're in organizational consulting too. Yeah. What do you think, Harriet?
I think that there is a wealth of free consulting almost that comes out of, that bubbles up from the conversations that comes from here. And I would hope that it also trickles over through Sarah. But absolutely, and that would be one of the themes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Could you and I all start it and you work on the themes, we get it to Ardell,
sure.
Even if it's a paragraph long.
Sure.
It's one thing to send her as the message carrier. It's another for us with our names listed.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to bring that up before Senator Bonoff left.
Well, and I think to your point, Margaret, you know, we're all here because we love the university and we want to make it a better, stellar, even more stellar place. And so I think that anything that we can do to help support that without necessarily having to hire an external consulting firm to provide that information
yes.
is helpful.
Good idea, and I'd be more than happy to do that. I've got a stronger relationship with Johnson than I do with the president, but know them both quite well, so I'd be more than happy to make that call once I get...
You might sit down with both of them together.
Well, I could do that.
I'm putting on my consulting mm-hmm. cap. That would be my advice to
good.
You.
Very good. Thank you. Great suggestion. Thanks for helping. Okay, and I will, I think with help from Dan and others, I think I've been pretty good at catching everybody when you give me the high sign, whether it's from Sting or wherever it is. If I've missed anybody, I apologize for that. And I would encourage on the last day, if you haven't had any questions, look at the blue sheet or whatever sheet color that one is with questions that I would encourage everybody to have a chance and make a question, a comment as well. So appreciate that very much. And again, morning glows. Two oranges this morning.
Yes.
Okay. I just have one.
But I'm still healthy. I just would like to.
That's good.
She is not patient.
Yes, the Kleenex in this round.
And also in your notebook or elsewhere, loose paper, you've got the request for reimbursement. If you would fill that out and just get them passed over this way, I'll get them signed. And if they come in a little later, Dan can sign as the chair, vice chair.
All right, back.
We have the first candidate here.